Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Nowhere, just like the wind. Well, the fire's getting bigger. There's burns that mark my skin. Don't let them shake you down. Don't let them shake you down. Sun in, and my door's breaking free. Hell, the light is not the problem. It's the darkness surrounding me. Well, there's rubble in the kitchen. There's a garden in the hall. Well, I fall down where you left me, 'cause the devil's in my walls. Don't let him shake you down. Shake you down.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is the Shukri, this is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, TUS Freeform Radio. And it's time. It's time to unveil a piece of news that that I actually intended to unveil at the beginning of the show. But, however, passion, and dare I say even losing my train of thought got in the way, I will say that now is the time. Now is the absolute time to reveal a piece of news. This actually will pertain to the show. Later today, later on this show, thanks in large part to a good friend of mine, I am going to be unveiling the newest segment of this show that you will hear every Saturday morning moving forward, God willing. There's a new segment to the show that I will be unveiling starting today, later this morning. I can't wait to share with you what that would be. And the name itself actually came from my friend who I give her a great deal of credit for, actually. I give her all the credit for, actually, as a matter of fact. It is actually called Shukri Is Right. The segment itself, that'll debut later in the show, later this morning, it's called Shukri Is Right, and you'll hear it every Saturday on the Shukri Wright Show, here on 91.5 FM WMFO only. So, with that being said, there is a question that's been burning. And it's been burning the last few days, but it's actually blended in with the point in the tease that I left you guys with before we went on. We went on a little bit of an unintentional extended break. There is a particular GM who deserves to have his lunch handed to him. Call in the show, please, at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. And I am very much of the people who I honestly think that Dave Dombrowski is one man who you can absolutely blame for the debacle of the season. My thing is this. 50% of it goes to Dombrowski. 35% goes to the players. 15% goes to Cora. But Dombrowski is the guy who I would mostly put a lot of my blame in. Frankly, I would. Yes. So, with that being said, what grade would you give Dombrowski for the moves or lack thereof at the trade deadline? And the answer is easy. F. I give him an F. F is for failure, and F is for fools. F. If there was ever such thing called an F plus or F minus, he'd get that. F minus or an F plus. But there is no such thing as F minus as an F plus as in this world. It's just a man-made concoction that is just complete, utter, you know, BS. So, Dombrowski is a guy who, yeah, he deserved credit for bringing in JD Martinez prior to the 2018 spring training. I get that. He also gets a great deal of compliments and as well as credit as to what he did in terms of putting this championship team together. But he also deserves a great deal of blame as to what has gone wrong with this team this season. It's no question. And I mentioned this already. With the amount of deals that were available via the trade deadline, and with the deals that you could have possibly have made, you did nothing. You did absolutely nothing. And that's the part that's absolutely maddening. When you look at this team, and you go back to the end of the World Series, after the parade, you look at the weakness that was there in regards to this team, and you did absolutely nothing to address that. That in itself is insulting. It's absolutely insulting. It's actually atrocious to even be sitting here. Here we are on August 3rd. And we're talking about a team whose playoff chances could actually be very well over by the time the day ends today. Especially if the Yankees win both games of a day-night doubleheader, that's today, between the Red Sox and Yankees, 1 o'clock, and then there's another one at 7 tonight. It'll be 6 games out. So, Dave Dombrowski is a guy who, listen, I know he's been in baseball for a long time. There's no question. He has. He absolutely has. But I need people to understand this for a fact. You created this mess by not addressing the needs of your team, knowing what you have, it wasn't going to be enough. Don't sit here and try to sell me on the ideas of, well, last October we were able to use our starters into the bullpen. Well, no, really, Sherlock. No, really. You used Nathan Eovaldi and put him in the long relief on Raw, which he obviously excelled in, especially in Game 3 of the World Series against the Dodgers. But you couldn't possibly have thought that this was going to work again over the course of 162. That in itself, I find insulting to the intelligence of the baseball fan. There's just no way you could sit here and tell me that The Red Sox, we're going to thank you for it. Thank you for not doing enough to improve the team this year. If you claim that you feel that this team is good enough to win it again, and if not, thank you for not doing enough to replenish your farm system, because here's what's going to happen. In 2 to 3 years, you're going to have nothing in your farm system coming up. And the only guys that you'll have, and that's if Mookie Betts does not sign here, J.D. Martinez opts out, and so forth, is your homegrown core. And that's it. That's it. Coming up next, we're gonna look at look back on the past week for the Red Sox and what exactly has gone wrong. A lot has gone wrong. A ton. But it'll be interesting to watch. Especially today. Because I think today is by far the biggest day of their season so far. No questions asked. You're listening to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hey, this is Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM
WMFO Medford. Freeform Radio.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
I've been falling out. Been paralyzed, I can't make a move. She don't like me like before. I've been swimming and I can't make the shore. Seems you've got me down. Seems you've got me down. Turn green. I just figured out.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. So you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Touch Free Form Radio. And looking back on the past week, it's been quite a week for me personally, and as well as for the Red Sox. And, you know, just last weekend, I was sitting right here talking about how, like, the Red Sox, you know, they took the first two games and so forth. And also mentioning about what would they need to do moving forward and so forth. And interestingly enough, here we are, a week later. A lot has changed. So, we're going to start with Sunday. Sunday, Red Sox had an opportunity to complete the four-game sweep over the New York Yankees, and what did they do? They completely crapped the bed. Completely. Chris Sale was not great as you needed him to be. Therefore, the Red Sox paid a dear price. They lost. All right, they lost. They still took 3 out of 4. No big deal, right? Oh, man. Here come the Tampa Bay Rays, a team that you're chasing after in the wild card standings, right? Yeah. No big deal. We'll beat them. Okay. So you lose on Tuesday, 6-5. What does that tell you? That they've lost two in a row. Huh. Well, that's concerning. Wednesday, they lose 8-5. They lost 3 in a row. Wow. Interesting. What do you have? The next night. Whoops. They lose again 9-4. So they get swept by Tampa Bay. 3 games. And I personally couldn't even believe. You just came off a great weekend against the Yankees. You won. Actually, no. I'll correct that. I'm going to correct that right now. A good weekend. Could have been great. Could have been great. But a good weekend against the New York Yankees. And you crapped the bed. And then on top of that, you lose again last night, which now makes it 5 in a row. You hadn't lost 5 in a row in how many years? How many years? 4. 4 years. What that tells you everything you need to know in regards to the state of the team. And that's why I was saying in the last segment, and even before, that how do you look at today and not say that today is single-handedly the most important day of the year for the Sox? It's impossible. It truly is. It truly is. You have 2 games today. There's one at 1:05. And then there was one at 7:05. So, again, you have Chris Sale pitching today, the 1 o'clock game, against Domingo Germán. And then you have Brian Johnson pitching tonight. And for the Yankees, that's to be determined. So that, to me, is like, wow, okay, huh, what does this mean moving forward? If you lose both games today, which is not out of the realm of possibility, you're 6 games out of the second wild card. And that's not a very good position to be in. Understand this. There's only been one team in the last how many years? I would say in the last decade. And what I'm about, an example I'm about to use, do not take that as, well, if they could do it, we could do it. Bleh. No. I'm using that as an example for you guys to understand the level of difficulty. There's only been one team in the last decade to have been out at least 10 games out of the wild card. Come back to win the wild card and, oh, by the way, go on to win the World Series. And guess what team that is? It's only one team that's done that in this last decade. That's the St. Louis Cardinals of 2011. If you remember, they were 10, I think 10 and a half games out on August 25th of that season. And the run that they made was truly historic and unprecedented. So, this isn't a, well, if the Cardinals can do it, we could do it. They didn't have the issues that this Red Sox team has. You know? And not to mention, that this team just doesn't have the bullpen that Cardinal team even has. So again, save me the whole, well, if they do it, history repeats itself. No. Two different teams, two different situations altogether. And two different outcomes, obviously. So in my mind, I personally think that if you're Boston, and if you're the Red Sox, at what point do you say, where do we go? What should we do moving forward? I think that time is coming real soon. You know, one of the most telling things about this team this year is that when they seemingly have had the opportunity and a chance to really get hot and really get going, they have yet to be able to get out of their own way. And that's been the trademark issue for this team this year. Good, but not great. They're okay, but they're not good enough. And it's more of the same this past week. Good, but not good enough. And an interesting aspect in all of this, when I look at the Red Sox in 2019 when it's all said and done, especially if they don't make the playoffs, understand this, that this team will absolutely be scrutinized in more ways than one, especially when you look at the talent that they have on this roster. It's no excuse. There is no excuse as to why they really have yet to put it all together. So in my view, frankly, in terms of looking at the postseason, if they lose both games today, I don't think they make the playoffs, frankly. That's being very honest. Because right now, as of right now, they're four games out of that second wild card. They're not good enough. They're just not good enough. I'm telling you, the more I think about and I look at this team up and down, based on the talent, Xander Bogaerts, outstanding season. Rafael Devers, you can make a case that Devers is having an MVP caliber season. You can, because he's been that good. However, the reality is this. You need a lot more than just Devers and Xander Bogaerts for this season to really turn around. You need Martinez to get going. Offensively, I'm not worried about this team. It's the pitching that really has shown that they're just not good enough. And would I be shocked? No. Would I be shocked that if they didn't make the playoffs? No. Only for this reason here. When you don't address a need that you have on your team, not a good look. Not a good look at all. And also, in looking at it from the big picture perspective, what if, and I do mean to ask this, so I want you guys to think about this. What if the Red Sox do turn it around, make the playoffs, win the wild card? How often and how much do you think that will be an attribute to Alex Cora, and also, more importantly, do you think they'll go far if they should make the playoffs? We're going to take a break. And when we return, we're going to talk a little bit about the Patriots. And something interesting that happened during training camp this week that involved one of the key prizes that the Patriots acquired during free agency. That and much more coming up next. You're listening to The Shuker Wright Show. This is Shuker Wright, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
WMFO Medford.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Tufts University Radio.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
41, 31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
But you've been misbehaving. Turns out you're everything you say you're not.
Crazy roller coaster ride. is my last gamble. My last gamble. My last gamble. I packed up my bags and turned my back on the world for a love so sweet and a life so warm. But the emptiness within me turned cold. I found paradise, but I sold my soul.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. You know, we spend a lot of the morning talking about the Red Sox, but we're going to shift gears and we'll do a little Patriots note. And there's something that really stood out this week that I saw and read about in the news as it pertains to one Michael Bennett. As he was acquired during the offseason to help improve the Red Sox pass rush, you can call into the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. All calls are welcomed, and I definitely look forward to engaging with the listener on moving forward. Now, what I was saying in regards to Michael Bennett was we knew just how important that he is going to be to this defense moving forward, especially this season, especially the pass rush. But one of the major headlines that broke out of the Patriots training camp was, where's Bennett? No. Not where's Waldo. No. Where's Bennett? He hasn't been here. What's been going on? So, Michael Bennett returned to practice, the training camp, and he missed the first 3 days of camp. And there was something that he said about Bill Belichick, in which really stood out to me on a number of reasons, actually. This is in an article that was written by Stephen Hewitt of the Boston Herald. Bennett said, quote, "It's nice to have a coach. It's nice when you have a coach that sees you as a human being and not just as a number. That if you have an issue, to be able to talk to him and tell him about what's going on, to be able to go and take care of it, that just makes you want to play harder for a coach when he believes in you and lets you take care of family first." When you have a boss who respects you as a man, it's easier to go out and play for him like that. For me, it's easy. I think it's easy to look you in the eye, and whatever he asks me to do, I do it simply because I know that he respects me as a human being, and I respect that. What does that tell you? That tells you a lot, right there. That's a really that's a heavy loaded quote from Michael Bennett, giving high praises to Bill Belichick. Amazingly enough, when I saw that, I said to myself, you know, Belichick really is making an effort to connect with his players even more. And you saw that in the last couple of training camps, last year and this year, but even more so this year, with the way he had under Michael Bennett. Because the thing he realized is that, listen, I'm going to need him when the games become even more important, especially late November, December, and at the playoffs, and so forth. That in itself tells you that Belichick, as compared to years past, he learned. He learned and he adapted. He adapted in which he said, you know, instead of being a hardo type of dude, I'm actually going to show some compassion. And there's nothing wrong with that. I understandably, as a fan, I'd be concerned, but I can't help but give Belichick applause for how he handled it. And for Michael Bennett, for him to truly appreciate what he did for him. Because if this was 10 years ago, I don't think you get the same version of Belichick that you just got. So that tells you that although Belichick has done so much for this organization, that he's won so much as being the greatest head coach of all time, I genuinely believe that the Patriots are going to get a massive return on their investment on Bennett because of this. Think about this. One of the major strengths of this team, and there's a few, but the one I would say defensively, that's it right there, your pass rush. You got guys like Dante Hightower and Michael Bennett who are good at getting after the quarterback. And don't forget Kyle Van Noy as well. They're good at what they do. They are. And it's amazing when you talk about the impact that a coach can have on a player or play and players in a locker room when they see what you bring to the table, as well as how they choose to deal with you, not from a business standpoint, but from a professional point of view. Hey, coach, I know I got something going on at home I need to take care of, all right? Hey, what's going on? Blah, 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 blah. Boom. Okay, cool. Gotcha. I can't help but think to myself, wow, total amount of respect. Respect to Belichick. Now, what does this mean moving forward? Bennett has always, even when he was in Seattle, he's always showed up and played. He always has. There's no question about it. And here in New England, this will be no different. I'm confident in saying that. Ultimately, Bennett is going to have to show everybody why the Patriots, went out and got him. And don't forget, there's one player on his defense that I think that's going to benefit greatly from all of this. And that's Chase Winovich, the rookie. Because I'm telling you, not only that, he's learning from Willie McGinnis, but he's also learning from Michael Bennett, who's actually, as I mentioned, he's actually been one of the best pass rushers in the league over the last several years. He has. He really has. And I believe, looking at this team, looking at some of the areas of which that the Patriots do have concern defensively, I'm not worried at all. Especially with Belichick having more input and more impact as to what they're gonna do defensively this year. Not worried about it. In fact, I can't wait to see how it all comes together. As long as everybody stays healthy. As long as Dante Hightower stays healthy. Jamie Collins stays healthy. Michael Bennett stays healthy. Chase Winovich. That he becomes a player that I think that we all know that he can become. Stays healthy. There's no doubt in my mind. You know? Coming up next, I haven't done this in a while, but it's time. It's absolutely time. There is one fan base that should never complain again about how much a particular player is getting paid. You're not going to want to miss this one. I'll tell you that for a fact. So stay tuned. There is one fan base that should never, ever complain again about how much a particular player is being paid just when this new player got his new contract just this past week. We're going to talk about that and much more coming up. Don't forget, 8:20 a.m., we have a live interview with Antoine Staley of Athlon Sports. You're not going to want to miss that. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tulsa Free Form Radio.
We used to write letters to each other a lot, and it was intimidating to talk to him sometimes because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over and she wishes that she was never born.
So I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about killing himself.
Tell somebody, tell an adult, a counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation because you do risk making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
It would have been horrible for me if she never talked to me again, but I'd live with it because I know she'd be alive.
Definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're going to lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, 888-333-AFSP, or online at afsp.org.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
The rock star life, and we've been paying our dues. praying I do.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford.